Yasser Chav Gimel Menachem Av, the 23rd day of Av, is at the beginning of Simon Zion of the Geras HaKadosh, the Geras HaKadosh 7, and it's on page 426. This also is a letter concerning tzedakah, particularly the virtues of tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael. In the previous letter, the Alter Rebbe wrote that one of the advantages of tzedakah is that it brings, it arouses from above a love and fear that a person can have for God that he could not acquire on his own efforts and through his own understanding, and can only come as a gift from above. And in order to bring that gift down to the person, the tzedakah creates the bridge that draws down that gift, that blessing from above. And particularly the tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael. Ashreinu matev chalkeinu, manu yingreid aleinu. We say in the davening in the morning, happy are we, how good is our portion, how pleasant is our lot. And then in Tehillim we say, Hashem enos chelki v'keisi. God is the share of my portion and of my cup. Chavolim noflulim. Treasures have fallen to me. To understand what is our portion, what is our lot, we have to explain thoroughly a familiar expression in this of the sages, an expression common for the sages, that ein lechelek be'elikei Yisrael, that a certain person, for certain sins, the sages describe that person as not having a portion in the God of Israel. What does it mean? No part of God. God doesn't have parts. God is indivisible. So what does it mean you don't have a part in God? But we find what it says by Yankiv, that he called him God, the God of Israel, and the name used there is Kael. Because the meaning of that expression is that God, in essence, in truth, is as the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu implies, ki av de'ihu memalu kol almin, that although he fills the world, elyein v'tachteinim, the higher world as well as the lower world, mezeim hamailus ad mitachas la'aretz halazu achumis, from the highest levels down to the lowest level of this mundane world, k'mei shekosev aleyet hashamayim v'esaretz anim olei, as it says, the heavens and earth I fill, Ani mamish, I literally, God Himself, dainum, who say the atzmusiki the Yahovah leikrei de levad, God Himself, and not only His honor or glory, afal pikein, in spite of this, in spite of the fact that God fills all the worlds, who called deishu muvdu melyein v'tachteinim, He remains removed and exalted above all of the world, the higher and the lower, v'eini nitfas kval b'teicham chas v'sholim, and he is not contained within them at all, k'tfisas nishmas ha'adam b'guf el derech mashal. In the same way that a soul is contained within a body, God is not contained within the world. Because in the soul and the body, although the soul is much greater than the body, but when it invests itself in the body, it is affected by the body's experiences, by heat and cold and pain and so on. But God, although He fills the world, is not invested in the world, is not contained within the world to be affected by the world. And that's why the world cannot receive their life and their existence from God Himself. They receive only the extension of the life that comes from God, Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechaye Elyonim V'Tachtonim, with which God gives existence and life to the higher and lower worlds, Hu Al Derech Moshel K'mei Ha'or Me'Izo Mishmei Yizbarich. It is, for example, like a ray that shines forth from God's name, Shehu Shmei Echod, God and His name are one. K'meishkos of Kinesgav Shmei Levadei Zagzive V'Heidelet V'Shamoyim. As it says, His name remains above, alone, and only the ray and the glory of God is on heaven and earth. So this ray of God's name is Ha'orazum, Islabeshes Mamish Belyene V'Tachteinim V'Achayesam. This ray is literally clothed, actually clothed in the world, in the higher and the lower worlds, each according to their level, V'Achayesam, to give them life. Ve'nitfeses b'teicham al yedei mimutzoyim rabbin v'tzimtzumim rabbin v'atzumim, and it is contained within the world. It is invested within the world through various intermediaries and tzimtzumim, contractions, v'ishtalshelus hamadreges delech ila v'ol, through the chain of worlds, cause and effect. In other words, the gradual descent of one link after another in the chain of the world, then the chayus comes down and invests itself into each level individually. In the Hayim Yeim for the 23rd of Menachem Rav, the Rebbe writes that B'chayr of Tafresh Nun Beis, in the winter of 1891-1892, Kasher Amur Lomad Imi B'Sefer HaTanya, when my father was learning with me in the Tanya, where it says the Nefesh Hashem is b'Yisrael, he chelik elakam imal mamosh, that the second soul that a Jew has is a literal part of God from above, Hisbir, he explained ki hanesim b'tevas mimal uv'tevas mamosh hem hafchim. The content, the connotation of the words above and mamosh, from above, mamash, these two words are actually opposite. Mimal, te'arei ruchni yishabaruchni. When we say from above, we are describing something that is the most spiritual of the spiritual. U'mamash, te'arei gashmi yishabagashmi. And the word literal, mamash, means the most physical of the physical. V'yivaya kizeu mailas nefesh hashenis. And he explained that this is the virtue, the greatness of the second soul, she'im hiyesa ruchni shebe ruchnius, that although it is the highest of the high in the ruchnius, pe'eles begashmi shebe gashmi, yet it has an effect on the most material of the material.